Microsoft's newest research tool is decidedly low-tech. The just-published Microsoft Encarta College Dictionary comes in the form of a book. NPR's Renee Montagne thumbed through the pages of what's being called the first dictionary for the Internet age.
The Microsoft Encarta College Dictionary may be available exclusively on paper between hardcovers. Still, virtually every one of its old-fashioned pages is influenced by the Internet. Starting, says editor Ann Suhanoff, with a host of new words and meanings.
For example, in Washington, D.C., government staffers are called .govs, D-O-T-G-O-V-S, from the email address. In criminology, we now have digital forensics. In law, we have cyber law. Another one that I love is hamster, which is a cordless mouse operating by infrared connection.
Beyond all the new words, the designers of Microsoft's new college dictionary also felt the need to take into account how young minds shaped by the Internet work. Thus, the dictionary contains dozens and dozens of literary links. Not point-and-click type links, this being on the page, but say you look up the word rye, you will find a box titled Literary Link, calling your attention to Catcher in the Rye, a novel, 1951, by J.D. Salinger.
If a person is looking at Bleak, the person will be drawn to Dickens' Bleak House and read about unending litigation and so on. And the same thing with Ark. That refers not to Noah's Ark, but to Schindler's Ark, which was the 1982 novel from which Schindler's List came as a film. Those literary links we felt would actually maybe encourage students to go a little bit deeper, look behind the words, and encourage people to not just go to the dictionary as a last resort after all else has failed, but start browsing.
Which most college students are used to doing today on the Internet.
Exactly.
And while browsing, students will also find hundreds of usage notes on words that students misuse constantly, such as hopefully in place of it is hoped, or ironically tacked on to just about anything. Also new in Microsoft's Encarta dictionary are some 400 warnings against depending on the very feature that Microsoft did so much to popularize, the spell check. In this case, says Ann Suhanoff, ironic would apply.
Because it is expressing an unexpected incongruity.
So under the word W-A-I-L, you will see this warning. Do not confuse this with whale, W-H-A-L-E. Beware, your spell checker will not catch this error. Thus, presumably saving a student from turning in a paper about the Great White Lamentation.
Students seem to believe that spell checking software will think for them. It's a fallacy. It really is. I mean, I, for example, I will tell you what I do all the time. When I'm keying and I'm not a very good keyboarder, I use fiend instead of friend all the time. And I have actually sent, by accident, an email to people, dear fiends, when I meant dear friends. And I'd gone through the spell correction software, just didn't bother to reread it myself or proofread it, and it went out.
Ann Suhanoff is the U.S. editor of the new Microsoft Encarta College Dictionary, the first, but surely not the last, to take into account students' dependence on personal computers and the Internet. Renee Montagne, NPR News, Los Angeles.